Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, off and running with you on a Monday, August the 17th, 2020, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. And we're going to have a great morning here this morning because we stumbled upon something last week that I think was a lot of fun. We ended up doing it, I think, two or three days last week, and that was essentially talking about things that have to do with Marion that kind of put you in the mind of things that happened years ago. And as I said last week, it's a really fun thing to do because we're in the middle of this pandemic and we're in the middle of a presidential election. So it's kind of nice to get away from all the stuff that's being talked about everywhere else and just sit here and talk to each other about things that were, things that maybe I remember, things that you remember, things that we all remember together, and we have learned quite a bit together. Now, I do want to make mention of this. I started, by the way, there's something else I want to talk about. A lot of people don't end up calling in, but they are out there listening. I learned that over the weekend. If you ever want to email or you ever want to send a message on Facebook, feel free. That's a fine way to communicate, and if I see the email pop up or I see the Facebook Messenger pop up, I will try to read the message as quickly as I can if it's on the topic that we are on, and I will get it out there. So that can be done as well, but phone usually is the best way. It's just I can get to that a lot quicker, and we can converse and maybe find out some new things together here on the toll-free line. Now, this past weekend, I did something kind of interesting. I decided there are so many great things to visit in Marion and the surrounding counties, but a lot of times I don't get out to certain surrounding counties, and I'm not sure why. Well, this past Saturday, I decided with somebody to go over to Hardin County. Now, a lot of my family was originally from Hardin County. I never lived there. It was before my time, but, you know, I would go back with them when they would visit family members or go to the cemeteries or things like that. A lot of my family members, I think, are buried over in Hardin County. But I had not been back in quite a while, several years, to stay. A few years ago, I passed through there on the way to a show, but really had not went back to do anything fun. So this past weekend, I went back to Hardin County. And I'll tell you, Hardin County, especially Kenton, is an interesting little city. There are a lot of little can we call Kenton a city? I don't even know if Kenton is a city. Feels like a city, like a little, it's like a little downtown is what it reminded me of. But they have such a great, big, beautiful courthouse. They have all these little shops that are open, particularly on a Saturday, which is when I was there. But they have the modern things, like they have a Wendy's and places you can eat over there. They have hotels, so on and so forth. The only complaint I have about Hardin County and Kenton this past weekend is when I was going in, I had a particular place that I wanted to go. So I had it plugged into the GPS on how to get there because I wasn't exactly sure how to get there. And the street I had to turn down was Main Street. So as I'm going into Kenton, I know once I get there, I have to find Main Street, and I have to take a left onto Main Street. So I'm going in, and I lo and behold, I find Main Street. It's on the main drag, and I know I have to take a left. So I look to take a left on Main Street. I think I'm home free, and there's construction. Now, there's not construction in both lanes. There's only construction in the lane in the direction that I want to go, which was west. Now, the eastbound lane, that was open, and that was fine. So now, here I am in Kenton, in Hardin County, and I'm thinking, I got to get down Main Street to a certain point. And obviously, this is not going to happen now because this street is blocked off, and I don't know how far the one lane is blocked off. So I go up to the next street. I turn down the next street to the left, to the west, And I go down, but I keep thinking, how far? Because here's where the problem came in. How far do I need to go down to get past the road construction? But I don't want to go down too far because I don't want to pass the place that I'm trying to get to, which was on Main Street. So somehow I decide at one point I'm going to turn left and try to go back to Main Street. And I don't know. I don't know if I got totally lost. I don't know if I had some kind of disorientation. But as I turned, and I knew Main Street was just one block over, I drove over, and I could no longer find Main Street. I ended up on some other street. So I turned the GPS back on, and it said, well, now you need to go up another street and find Lynn Street, and Lynn Street will take you back to Main Street. So then I went up to Lynn Street, which took me back to Main Street, and then I got on Main Street, and at that point it wasn't blocked off, and I got to where I was going. Okay, so that all turned out okay. Now, I'm getting ready to leave the place on Main Street that I was at, and I'm remembering in my brain that I can go down Main Street to a point, but there is some road construction down there. Now, in the eastbound lane that I am in now, because I came in and I know the westbound lane was blocked off, but I don't know, I know where I turned onto Main Street, that the eastbound lane was clear, but I didn't know if the whole eastbound lane was clear. So I start to drive down the eastbound lane, and then I thought, uh-oh, what if this has some road construction somewhere? But I'll take it up to wherever the road construction is. I had this trouble when I came in on the westbound lane, so no big deal. Now, there's a Wendy's on Main Street just as you turn, trying to think of the road I took in. I think it was 423 I took in. No, not 423. You take 423 to Kenton, is it Kenton Galleon Road, I think? That's what you take into Kenton? In any event, that's the road I took in, so I'm looking to catch that road again, and I know where that road meets Main Street, there's a Wendy's on the corner. Now, going in, I could not stop at that Wendy's because the lane was blocked off, so I could not turn west in, but I figure coming back from the east, I'm going to pass it, and I can pull in there and get something to drink because I was kind of thirsty. So here I am looking for this Wendy's, looking for this Wendy's, and all of a sudden my GPS kicks in and it says turn here to get back to Kenton Galleon Road. And I thought, well, I have not seen the Wendy's. Where's the Wendy's? So somehow I ended back up on Kenton Galleon Road. I never did see the Wendy's. Now, I don't know how I missed this because, again, coming in, which I believe was Kenton Galleon Road. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me on that. But I was coming in on Kenton Galleon Road, and I took it right up to Main Street on the main drag of Kenton. And I could see the Wendy's on Main Street on the right side of the street, but I couldn't go down there because of the road construction in the lane. Now, how is it when I was leaving in the eastbound lane that the Wendy's was gone? I never passed it again. And by the way, never passed anything else either on the way out. Does anybody know what might have happened? I don't think I turned any roads early because I ended back up on the same road that brought me into Kenton. Is anybody familiar with the Hardin County, Kenton area? Because this was like a ghost ship to me. I just don't know what happened. Any ideas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How about that? It was a very interesting weekend. But like I say, Kenton is a great place. Now, I visited Kenton and Toledo and kind of some points in between. During this pandemic, a lot of things probably are closed, and a lot of things probably aren't going on, but it was such a beautiful day Saturday. There are so many little things that I think people don't ever make destination points that can make for a lot of fun. So my advice to anybody is find somebody you can stand to be in a car with for a little bit of time. Jump in the car, go up the road, have some fun. Don't set a time limit. Just stumble upon whatever you happen to stumble upon and have a great time. And that's exactly what I did on Saturday, and I had a great time doing it. But if anybody understands what I did in Hardin County, let me know, because I'm still not sure exactly the error that I made when I was in Kenton. Again, phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else you'd like to talk about, feel free to chime in as well. Now, on Friday here on the station, we did the big Exchange Club program on Friday, which I really enjoy doing. But the Exchange Club program has had a few problems over the last couple months. Now, our original panel of the Exchange Club, for whatever reason, is just not what it used to be. So I needed to go out and I needed to get some new panelists because we're supposed to talk about current events, and especially in a presidential year, what's going on. So I'm going to say probably back in the beginning of June, I started to fill out with new panelists. And I went out and I got the first one to see how that would go. So I went out and I got this new panelist back in the beginning of June, and I think they came in for 2 weeks. I think it started with 2 weeks. And those 2 weeks went fairly well. I don't think there was any big problems in those 2 weeks. I thought the shows were pretty good. And then something happened, and that panelist was gone for like several weeks. Well, they ended up coming back at one point, but they had said, well, the following week I won't be able to be here because I have a previous engagement. And I said, oh, that's fine. If you have a previous engagement, no problem there. I certainly understand that. So that all happened. And then I never saw the person again. Now, I will say this. The person did have plans 2 weeks ago, and I understood those plans, and of course, it was okay to not come in that day. The only problem I had with that particular day is that nobody told me they were not coming in. That was the only problem. Nobody told me they weren't coming in. And then, last week, there was a little bit of a trauma, and again, I understand why the person couldn't come in, and they did tell me this time beforehand, so things got a little bit better, but we ended up having Michelle and Dawson in on Friday. Michelle and Dawson Whitaker, father and son, or mother and son, father and son. Oh, Michelle will appreciate that if she's out there listening. Mother and son duo on Friday, which turned out to be a lot of fun. I liked having him in here. I think Dawson is very smart and articulate, and I think Michelle is always a lot of fun to be with, and I've been, you know, doing shows with her for a little bit of time now, and we always have a lot of fun and have known each other, I guess, pretty much about a year now. So that was fun, and they filled in for the absenting person. So, to be honest with you, I don't know about the other person anymore. Maybe they'll be around. Maybe they won't. We really don't know. I'm not going to say that they won't be around, because they're certainly not disinvited. But I don't know. They used to show up quite a bit. You know, they used to show up and bring sodas and a lot of other stuff. There was always, I mean, there was blueberry cobblers. There was apple butter donuts. There was pretzels. There was breakfast from McDonald's, which, you know, if you know my breakfast from McDonald's, I'm immediately your friend. So, you know, all these things used to take place. And then one day it just all dried up. It all dried up a couple months ago. And they even used to come in here, like during the week, if I didn't have a guest, they would come in and totally unexpected, sit down, and we would do an hour of programming, and that was always a lot of fun, too. I don't know what happened with that. I don't know if, and I'm not saying that maybe her job is busy right now, but there does seem to be something that happened there. I don't know what it was. Maybe one day we'll learn. I hope everything is hunky-dory there. You know, I don't want to wish anybody any bad, but that's what happened there. But Friday ended up being very cool because we did have Michelle and Dawson in, and that was a lot of fun. Now, the other one at this point, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how that goes and if they ever show back up. Maybe over time, we'll all learn this together. Now, All that being said, phone lines are back open. If you have any opinion on any of this, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, so if you have anything you would like to share this morning, give me a buzz and we can discuss it. It's always fun to talk to the listening audience out there who might have some take, some intake, some opinion on what I'm talking about. Now, as I said, the fun we had last week was basically with things in old-time Marion. Now, there were a lot of things that came up, and I'm going to bring up some of these things that came up last week, but if you have any new things that you would like to bring up, feel free to call in about those as well, because there were some things that we did not get to because we had other call-ins last week that were scheduled that we just... We didn't make it to all the things that were on the list. Now, we spent a lot of time last week talking about a place called Gallagher's. Now, apparently this was a pharmacy on the corner of Main and West Center Street. And my question has continuously been, what was it about Gallagher's that made it a great stop for people? Now, obviously, they had a lunch counter. We've learned about that. We've learned that Gallagher's had a lunch counter. But besides having a lunch counter and being a pharmacy, what made that place so popular? Why did people want to go there? Because I don't think that Gallagher's being on the corner of Main and West Center Street would have really been an easy place to access for any school. I mean, you would have to walk a little bit of a distance to get there. So what was it about Gallagher's that made it such an important landmark, an important stop in Marion? Now, Snow's Racket Store. We've also heard a lot about this. Now, I don't know when Snow's Racket Store would have been went out of business. But all I keep hearing about Snow's Racket Store was, if you needed anything, he would have it or he would know how to get it. I guess it was Mr. Snow. Is that the guy who ran it? I don't even know who ran the place. I do believe that the counter that existed in Snow's Racket Store is now at the Historical Society. I believe I heard that at one point. So does anybody have any memories or thoughts about Snow's Racket Store or why it was such a popular place in Marion? And was it a Mr. Snow who ran it, or was that, I don't know, did the name come about some different way? Where would that have come from? The Kagan Vine, George's old restaurant, George Kasotis. Does anybody have any memories of the old Kagan Vine? Or Turoff's? Turoff's was a really unique restaurant in Marion and a really unique dining experience, I think, for anybody who ate there. Now, does anybody have any feeling on what was different between places like the Kagan Vine and Turoff's and the restaurants that are in downtown Marion today? Why is there kind of a difference? What is the difference between the two? Because one certainly has lasted a lot. I mean, the Kagan Vine and Turoff's were down there forever. Now, eventually, of course, they did go out of business. But what is the difference between those restaurants and the restaurants that reside in downtown Marion today? Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Or are there any restaurants in Marion today that put you in the mind of Turoff's or the Kagan Vine? I think that's an interesting question. We talked a little last week about the old Courtesy Inn on Route 309. Now, the Courtesy Inn used to have a restaurant and also used to have a lounge. Now, the only thing I remember about the restaurant is they were open Christmas Day and that it was very greasy food. Now, if you like greasy food, no problem at all. But it seemed to me like the Courtesy Inn, the primary function of that particular restaurant was kind of like a truck stop. It put me in the mind of truck stop food. Now, does anybody remember it any differently? Or the Courtesy Inn lounge. Apparently, they had bands in there, but I don't really remember what the setup was of the Courtesy Inn lounge. Was it just a place where you went in and maybe you had an adult beverage? I don't know. I really can't remember what the What was behind all of that? We also talked last week about the trolley car system in Marion, which ran down Center Street here. Now, the trolley car headquarters was where the warehouse restaurant is now. So we learned about that. We also talked about the movie theaters, the drive-in movie theaters in Marion. We had the North and we had the South drive-in movie theaters, and they were on 423. Last week I said Route 4, but it was actually 423. Now, as far as I know, and I was going to look this past weekend, but I didn't end up looking, I think the North drive-in theater screen is still there. Now, the South drive-in, I think the South drive-in is totally gone. I think somebody said last week maybe there was a car lot where the South drive-in used to be. But apparently, there was some disparagement between the North drive-in and the South drive-in. That apparently the North drive-in always had better movies and possibly better food. Does anybody remember anything about the disparaging... What the differences were between the North and South drive-in? Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we were also talking about the little strip mall over in Fair Park. Is there anybody out there listening who remembers the little strip mall in Fair Park when it first opened? Now, we spent a lot of time last week talking about Fair Park Sundries and Dorothy Northrup, who ran one of the shops in that little strip mall. But I can't remember what else was in there. I do know M&M Video was in there for quite a long time. I do know that barbershop was in there for quite a long time, which was run by two guys, Fair Park Barbershop. I think there was a salon in there. One of our listeners called in and said last week. And a laundromat has been in there. But I think other things have been there, too. Does anybody remember the development of the Fair Park area? Not so much the houses. We talked about the houses last week. But does anybody remember the development of that little area down there? Like where Dino's drive-thru is and all the little places in the strip mall. That little strip mall there in Fair Park, and a gas station, and of course the grocery store. Does anybody remember what that grocery store originally was? It's been a lot of things over the years. It's a King Saver now. At one point, it was an IGA. At one point, it was a... I believe it was a Second Save. At one point, it was a Cash and Carry. It was a lot of things. Does anybody remember what that grocery store was, the original grocery store in the Fair Park area? Now, at one point, there was a Hardee's restaurant over there, which some of those still exist. It's where the car wash is, next to Duke Gas Station. There was a restaurant, Fair Park Family Restaurant, I think. It was over there. It's where that little Jiffy Lube place is now. But apparently that's out of business, we learned last week. The Jiffy Lube place is gone. Does anybody remember the development of the Fair Park area? There were, I think, two banks over there at one point. Faye Bank was over there at one point. That's no longer there. And there was also another bank there across the street from where Duke is. But I don't know when that land all got developed. I don't remember if the Fair Park houses got developed first or if that little commerce area there got developed first. Does anybody remember which came first there? The chicken or the egg? Was it the Fair Park housing development or was it the stores down there? Also, we had the Fair Park Church. There's a church in Fair Park. We had a pool at one point in Fair Park, the Fair Park Pool. Fair Park Elementary School was in Fair Park for a long time. So there were a lot of things over in that particular area, and I don't know when all that development took place. Did all that happen in the 60s? I think Fair Park School was built in the 60s, but I don't remember when all that the stores were built. I don't know if that happened after the housing development went up or if it was already there and that's why they built the housing development there. What used to be there? Does anybody remember what was there before that area got developed as Spare Park? What used to be in that particular area? Also, just a little ways up the road, out at, out there in the, Grandview. Grandview has not been there a particularly long time. Does anybody remember what was there before Grandview got developed? A lot of housing developments started to pop up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s in this area. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes?
I believe the houses went in first. My aunt bought the first one in there in 1956.
1956 is when the housing development opened up.
Yeah, she bought the first house in there on the corner of Roberts and Robertson, and then the next one over Fair Park and Robertson was my uncle's brother. Now, he bought the second house in there.
Now, do you remember what a house cost back in those days?
No, I sure didn't.
You know, I was trying to figure out, because I remember when Fair Park was being built, they didn't build it all at one time. What was the original Fair Park?
But, starting out by, the fairground then was the first part of it, and then the back half come later.
So it was just the part that was closest to fairground?
Right, and then the back half, back in around where the school and stuff, it'd be on that north, it came later after that, because I live in one of the houses that was built later on.
Now, all those stores and gas stations and things down there, so they were not there when the first half of Fair Park was built?
No, see, that's just like my map I was telling you about. Now, it shows back when it was finally, I forget what it was now, the dates on it, and it only shows Dino's and the Duchess. It doesn't show anything on that as far as the store or any of the barbershops or anything. But that barbershop used to be bigger at one time. It had, like, I think 6 or 8 chairs in it at one time, and then Jerry narrowed it down after they took it back over. Jerry's still there. And he made it a two-man, and then his buddy died of heart problems, and he runs it by himself now. So,
is he still over there?
Yeah, Jerry is still there.
My gosh, how long has he been there?
Well, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, was he part of the original barbershop that was there?
Now, that I don't know on that one, but I do know they had a lot of buying chairs, because I used to take my boys and stuff there when they were just young, about 5 and 6, so I took them there, so... But they had more chairs in there at that time.
Now, do you remember anything about when the grocery store there? Because it's been a lot of different grocery stores over the years, but do you remember when?
I was thinking it was the Great Scott, too, at one time.
Was it a Great? I remember when it was cash. The ones I remember Cash and Carry, and then I remember it was closed for a number of years. Then I remember Second Save went in there. Then I remember at some point Second Save changed to Food Town. And then I think they just started calling it an IGA, and then now it's this King Saver. But
yeah.
I don't remember what the original was. As far back as I go, would have been Cash and Carry.
Well, I remember Community Market was in there.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, Community Market, yeah.
I don't know if that was one of the originals, but I still know they had one in Bell Fountain over there, the Community Market. They still have one of them over there.
Well, it's interesting that in the 90s on your map that it doesn't list Hardee's or the Fair Park Family Restaurant. Now, did those go out before 90? Because they would have had to have been there before then.
Yeah, that's what I thought, you know, but according to my map, all I have there is, like, the Dino's on the corner, and then it shows, like, we're over to the gas station. And then most surroundings there, but everything else is not lined up. Like, even on Mount Vernon Avenue and all those, it has, like, the different shops that was out there on some of them, but some of them I didn't remember, you know.
That's interesting, because I like I said, I remember the Fair Park Family Restaurant when I was growing up, so that would have had to have been before the 90s. And
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and I remember Hardee's.
Yeah, I remember that, too, because we used to break, I worked at Wyandotte for 44 years, and we used to run over on break until they stopped. You know, we couldn't go on our lunches. We had to stay on the ground. We used to go over there all the time for our lunches and stuff between that and doubles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you remember when Main Street really started to develop? Was McDonald's and when did McDonald's and doubles come in?
Oh, gosh, I was in school when McDonald's came in.
Now, the one on Main, that was the first McDonald's, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the first one. because I remember what the basement looked like in that place. I got in a fight there on their property, and they took us downstairs to the cops' room, and they had big bags of potatoes and everything down there. They used to do their own fries and stuff out of the bags, and then they started getting them in bags. But yeah, that was one of the first that went in there. But I was in like the eighth grade then, but I can remember back when that was in there. But I think it was in there before that.
Now, was there anything on Main Street when McDonald's opened up, or were they the first?
Well, I can remember back. I don't know if they was the first, but I remember we had the Long John Silver's and everything up there. But other than that, I don't recall a whole lot.
That's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, Scott.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, that Main Street development is fascinating to me. I've said that before about all the businesses that are there and are doing well. Now, does anybody remember when the first McDonald's opened up on Main Street here in Marion? Was there anything else there? Was there anything in that particular area? Because I'm wondering, why did McDonald's choose that area of Main Street? Because that would have been a little ways down from downtown, and at that time, downtown would have been doing pretty well. So I'm wondering why they opened up a little ways from downtown up on North Main Street. But I would think, you know, now that I think about it, though, the root beer stand was there a little ways up on North Main Street. The radio station was already there. I would imagine the hot dog stand that we've all talked so much would have been a little ways up the road there. Hard to tell. Go ahead, caller.
That McDonald's opened in 1961. I worked there.
Oh, you worked there in 61?
Yeah.
Now, what was it like when they first opened in Marion?
Well, it was exciting. They started their millions of hamburgers. It was kind of funny. They had a Lazy Susan that had 12-inch trays on there, and there'd be 12 hamburgers to the tray. And that you would put the meat on the grill, lay it out in 12s, and then you would when you turn it over, then you put the onions on it, and the bun would go in the bun warmer, and then the top of the bun would go on the hamburger, and then you scoop it off and put it over on the tray, and it had this Lazy Susan where you would put the ketchup and the mustard to pickle on, and then it'd serve it. At lunchtime, you used to have like 192 hamburgers on that grill at one time.
Isn't that so? Now, was there anything else down in that area when they first opened?
Dairy Queen was there. That's about all, because the rest was all used car lots and that kind of stuff.
Now, I wonder why they took that particular area. Why didn't they open up in downtown Marion?
I don't know. Well, I suppose the land was cheaper, for one thing, on the north side of town. You had race motors down there, and you had several different car lots along there. Up a little farther, you had Coca-Cola and another car lot. So that area was pretty well populated.
Now, how long did it take before we saw the Delaware Avenue or the Mount Vernon location open up for McDonald's?
One on Mount Vernon Avenue, the original Mount Vernon Avenue, opened in 74, and I think it was 78 when the one on Delaware and Water Road opened, over in the old spot, and I can't remember when they did the new one. So it used to be the old one was over where Marion Family Restaurant is.
Right, right. And on Mount Vernon Avenue, I think there's a psychological clinic in the old one now.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, hey, so 1961, the first McDonald's opened in Marion.
Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Now you know when the first McDonald's opened up in Marion, and that's the fun part of doing this show. 1961, up on Main Street, the first McDonald's opens. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. You know, one of the most interesting conversations to have that we have not had yet is when the mall came in, does anybody have any information on when what was known then as the Southland Mall came in? And what were the original stores that were out at the Southland Mall? Does anybody remember that? Why did they build out there? There's another question for you. Go ahead, caller.
Well, probably one of the big reasons they opened up there was Tecumseh was only three blocks away.
They
had a lot of people work there.
At the mall?
No, Tecumseh.
Oh, okay.
Tecumseh, over on the corner of Joseph and Mary. So it was just about, it was actually two blocks over.
So that's how they would get them in the McDonald's.
Well, yeah. The guys would go over there for lunch.
You know, I'll tell you that, I remember the morning we did the thing on the Tecumseh riots, which I think happened in the, early 80s, was it?
Yeah.
My goodness. That was a nasty time period for Marion.
Yes, it was.
Now, wasn't there another, and I don't think we ever got to the bottom of this, wasn't there another riot or union strike that happened at some shop like 20 years prior to that? It might have been Tecumseh, too, but it just seemed like there was another one, too, that was kind of vicious.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like there was one, but I don't remember what the plant would have been.
Well, for years and years, the union tried to get into Whirlpool. And, you know, they kept fighting that. And they still don't have a union there, thank goodness.
Save the life. It didn't help Tecumseh any, that's for sure.
That's right. I'm not a union person.
I take that, but you know, some people are and some people aren't. That's the funny thing. Some people are very union and some people are very not.
Well, a lot of the places, it costs them more to work there in a union than it does without, because of the union dues.
That's true. There are dues you have to pay.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you.
Talk to you later.
Well, that's it. You know, does anybody know anything about the development of the Southland Mall? What was originally out in the Southland Mall? Why did they build out there? And I remember hearing that the Southland Mall, when it was being constructed, was not enclosed. It was not an enclosed mall. I guess there were two stores out there, but they were not connected. There was not this middle part. Does anybody remember what those two stores would have been that were out there on that property that is the Southland Mall now? And then they decided to enclose them, and a lot of people feel that's what did in downtown Marion was the mall. Is that what people remember? Is that what did it? Because I'm pretty sure Sears moved out to the Southland Mall when they opened up, but who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Well, the first one was Twin Fair. It was over around where Sears is now. And there was, I can't think of the name of the grocery store. An IGA grocery store.
And those were not closed in.
Pardon me?
I say those were not enclosed.
No, it was an open. Oh, Paul, it didn't get closed till like 1970.
So what year were those stores built?
Well, when the strip mall was first built, it was probably mid-60s.
Huh.
When downtown Marion was starting to demise and they were all moving outside.
Well, that's interesting. Hey, thanks for the information. All right, Twin Fair and a grocery store. Does anybody remember Twin Fair and a grocery store out where the Southland Mall is now? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Twin Fair, and does anybody remember what the other store would have been? Apparently it was a grocery store out where the Southland Mall sits now. 740-383-9944. And is that what really did in downtown? Was it the mall? For a long time, as I say, some people said that's what did it, because a lot of the stores that were in downtown Marion moved out to the mall, although I really don't know if that's true or not. Now, Sears obviously did move out to Delaware Avenue, We all know about that. But all the other stores from downtown Marion, it doesn't seem like they did move out to the mall. If we talk about Euler's and we talk about Klein's and we talk about Frank Brothers and we talk about Jim Dugan's, all these other stores that were downtown, I don't think that they made the leap to the mall. I don't think they went out to Delaware Avenue. So was it all new stores that helped make up the mall, or was it stores that defected from downtown Marion? Does anybody remember how that all happened? I guess that would have been 60s, 70s. Does anybody remember when downtown Marion really started to take a slide? What really did that? What caused that problem? You know, I would guess, when did we start to see places like Gallagher's and all those department stores that I just talked about, Frank Brothers, Euler's, Klein's, when did they all start to leave? And why did they all start to leave? What caused that problem? Because we're always talking about rebuilding downtown Marion, but what caused the slide? What was really driving that particular problem? Now, there were a lot of stores that stayed downtown for a long, long time. Henny and Cooper had a long run downtown. Kiefer's was still downtown for a long time. There were a lot of things that remained downtown. But what caused the demise of some of these stores? Does anybody remember why Euler's went out, or why Frank Brothers went out, or why Klein's went out, or any of these places? Does anybody remember what caused that trend, or does anybody remember the building of the Southland Mall, and was that a big part of it? Now, Hills, I was thinking the other night about Hills. Does anybody remember Hills Department Store, which was out on Delaware Avenue? I think they tore the building down. The building used to be there across from where Arby's is now. I think there's still a little building there. Last time I remembered, it was a tobacco shop, but that was not... The tobacco shop was not Hills. Hills sat next to the tobacco shop. I remember people used to go there to get their back-to-school clothes. I remember people shop there by the truckload. I think at one point, Hills on Delaware Avenue was probably more popular in Marion than Sears or Meijer, which was out on Route 95, where Ollie's is now, or Kmart. Does anybody remember when Kmart came in? Boy, that was a big, big scandal when they left. Does anybody remember anything about those developments? When did Route 95, Mount Vernon Avenue, start to develop? Does anybody remember some of the first things that were out there on Route 95, which has now become Marion's most popular street? Or memories of the Hills Department Store? I just remember Hills being so busy. I remember when you walked into Hills, all you did was smell popcorn, because they had this area in the front of the store where I think you could get sodas and popcorn. I don't know what else they sold, but I know they definitely sold sodas and popcorn. Does anybody remember Hills and how busy they were? And for, I think it's maybe they were one of the few stores that had layaway, because I remember this time of year, back to school time, Hills was always the place to be. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember the development of Hills? Now, another thing I can't remember, I remember when Kroger on Delaware Avenue was down, I think it's just offices there now, but they were down a little ways behind, I think it's the, is it the kidney dialysis place now? They were, what used to be Michael's Steakhouse? Kroger used to be behind that. But I can't remember what used to be there with Kroger. There were a few other stores back in that area. There was a drugstore next to Kroger, and then there were some other little shops back there. I don't even know what's back there now. I couldn't tell you the last time I've driven back there. But does anybody remember Kroger on Delaware Avenue before it moved down to where it is now, when it was back behind what was Michael's Steakhouse? And do you remember any of the other restaurants that were out on Delaware Avenue? I remember we had Arthur Treacher's, we had Burger King, we had a McDonald's, we had a Pizza Hut, we had Michael's Steakhouse, we had a lot of restaurants that were out in that area. Any memories of the development of the Southland Mall or any restaurants out in that particular area? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I believe there was a cash and carry that was actually back there behind the mall. I think at one point, that is true, that there was a cash and carry back behind the mall. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, out there at the mall. Back where Action Man is.
Yeah.
Kroger's was originally back there.
Back behind the mall.
Behind the mall where Action Man is.
Okay.
Then you had Dollar General and a couple of other little stores in there. Dollar General was in there for years.
So Kroger started back behind the mall. Now, then they moved up the road a little ways.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They originally back there.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate
it. At the mall, when it was open, you had D.C. Murphy's out there, a place called the Tannery, which is a clothing store, and some small toy stores and whatever at the time, before they all went out and closed in.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Yep.
All right, we got to go to break. We're coming back in 15 minutes with much more conversation. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Some enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do. Just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show. That shows me a lot.
Well, I...
your kind in our game.
Well, I have to say, and there are a few more things into here in the next 8 minutes, but, you know, I think this is important live radio.